Hello, friend. Welcome to your Hope Coach podcast. I'm Carmen Horn, your host and your Hope Coach. I pray that you'll look forward to our visits as a few minutes of hope in a world that wants us to feel hopeless. Hey, friends. Thanks for joining in today. Christine's taking some needed time off, so you have little old me today. She'll be back with us in November. So can we talk about a few ways to live happy? I know we've discussed that we can't always be happy because happiness is an emotion, and good grief, we know how our emotions are. They trick us. They make us think that things will always be one way or another. We feel up and we feel down. A couple of years ago, I began going through the book of Psalms, and my notes on Psalm 1 caught my eye recently. It's unclear who wrote Psalm 1, but the writer starts the book on solid ground. He tells us in 6 short verses a few secrets to happiness and the benefits of choosing wisely. Our writer begins with what not to do. So let's read verse 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. The English Standard Version reads, blessed is the man. It tickled me to read verse 1 in the Message. It says, you don't walk in the ruts of those blind as bats. You don't stand with the good for nothings. You don't take your seat among the know-it-alls. Isn't that funny how Eugene Peterson just kind of brings it right down into today's language? So secret number 1 to flourishing where it matters is pick your friends wisely. The people that we allow in our lives affect how we live. Do we seek out advice from those who have no regard for God's view on life? Y'all, all those social media wise people, wise sages that we read and listen to, how are they living their life? Can we readily tell they are Christ's follower? I mean, have you went and looked at some of their pages to see what they're posting, what their true beliefs are? Mockery and sarcasm are the norm these days. Do we indulge those who make light of serious things or sit in judgment of everyone and everything? These folks make fun of people. They are rude and disrespectful. Is that the kind of people we hang around with? Is that the kind of people we're taking advice from? Secret number 2 begins with the do's. Do delight in God's word and meditate on it. Verse 2, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. A blessed person finds joy and pleasure in digging into their Bible. We get lonesome for that Holy Spirit connection when we miss reading it. I know you felt it. What does it mean to meditate on God's word day and night? I mean, you know, we have to work. We got to scrub the commode. We got to feed our families. We have things to do. So what does that mean? It means that we spend time connecting it to our lives. We read it and then we meditate on it and spend time connecting it to our lives every day. We speak to ourselves about it during the day. I read one definition as murmur in a low voice, often done when musing. I can't tell you how often my husband asks, are you talking to me or yourself? I wish I could always say I was murmuring about scripture, but sometimes I'm just asking myself where my phone is. Our decision to delight in his word draws us into a deeper relationship with God. There are benefits, y'all, to taking this advice. So what are some of them? We're successful. Verse 3 reads, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. So what does that look like in real life? The New American Standard Bible reads, firmly planted by streams of water. It means we're solid. We're not easily swayed. We have a continuous supply of living water that keeps us healthy. Our lives are productive, and our fruit production benefits others. I read somewhere that, you know, we don't eat our own fruit, so our fruit is to benefit others. All of us have hard times, but as blessed people, when those times come our way, our leaves don't wither. We don't curl up and die. We stay connected to our source, and we believe we will bounce back and produce even more fruit. Biblical standards must define our success, y'all. I mean, it has to. Success is not only money, prestige, or power. Many people with all those are just miserable. Jesus opened his first recorded sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, with 8 blessed statements. I know you know what I'm talking about, the Beatitudes. Let's use those to keep our hearts focused on true success. Verse 4 through 6 tells us the fate of the wicked. God will condemn them at the time of judgment, and as sinners, they will have no place with the godly. But y'all, the first part of verse 6 is just glorious. It says, "For the Lord watches over the path of the godly." The Lord knows us. He cares for us. He sees about us. Do you remember, like the old folks used to say, they see about you? They're going to see about you? God sees about us. How do we flourish where it matters? We decide that our relationship with God is the most important relationship we will have, and we do everything we can to grow it. That, my friends, is how we live happy. Let me pray over you. Dear Lord, why does happiness seem to elude us at times? Life is hard, and we forget that true happiness is in our relationship with you. We want a lot of sunshine and flowers, but those rainy days come, and our hearts get really waterlogged and so heavy. Help us to remember that you offer us a joy that happiness doesn't describe, and rainy days can't drown. Lift our spirits, please. Your word tells us you watch over the godly. You plant us deep and feed us living water. May we see your hands at work in our lives, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm so glad you were here. Check out the show notes for verses and my contact information. And we're going to talk again in a couple of weeks. See you soon.